Hello and welcome to Quantum Living, where you can create your world from within. I am your host, Anna Anderson. In this podcast, you will find information, inspirations, and insights on how to live a happy and fulfilling life in sync with the universe at the intersection of science and spirituality. Take control of your life by learning the principles of quantum living from my guided meditations, reflective commentaries, interviews, stories, touching minis, and more. Welcome to Quantum Living. Let the magic begin. Good morning, good evening, wherever you are, across the world and the universe. Thank you for tuning in. Today we are continuing our exploration of theta meditation as the ultimate game changer. In part one, I explained what the theta state is and talked about the extraordinary benefits of meditating in theta. If you've missed it, you might want to listen to it first. That's episode 7 before this one. Okay, let's continue. I recommend meditation practice to everyone, whether they are on a personal growth pathway or not. In fact, we all are, in one way or another, as that's what we are here for, to learn and grow. The health benefits of regular meditation are well known by now, so I won't be repeating them here, but will just say one thing as a reminder that meditation is the best de-stressor. And as pretty much everyone in this day and age lives a life full of stress, physical stress, environmental, psychological stress, whoever you are, meditation is good for you too. People often ask me, what do I need to do to meditate? A simple answer is, do nothing. Just close your eyes, empty your mind, and be still. And then there are those who want to achieve a deep theta state in their meditation, but find it difficult and elusive, asking me for guidance and help. Hence this podcast and some other tools I have developed. More about it later. What is meditation? Meditation is a state of mind in which we can connect directly with the source, God, the quantum field, whatever name you choose, thanks to two key elements of the meditative state. Firstly, silence. No thoughts or emotions, which creates the necessary space for receiving the highest frequency communication from your higher self. Think of it this way. If you want to hear what someone else is saying, you need to stop talking. In the noise of the avalanche of your 70,000 thoughts per day or so, you can't hear the whispers of the Creator or your higher self now, can you? You can think of meditation as an advanced state of mindfulness. When you practice mindfulness, your brain slows down to alpha, which is a very relaxed state, ideal for daydreaming, creativity, receiving insights, or simply focusing on the now. You can spontaneously slip into alpha when you are doing some repetitive manual tasks, such as knitting, gardening, ironing, or simply going for a walk on a beach, where no particular thoughts enter your mind and you just enjoy your state of being. The main difference between mindfulness and meditation, in my view, is the second key element, which is aligning your frequency with the frequency of the quantum field by slowing down your brainwaves past alpha down to theta of about 8 cycles per second. In this state, you can not only receive but also send information into the matrix, the universe. The frequency of theta is the doorway from the physical plane to other dimensions, as your awareness is suspended between the two realities. It is your internal channel to communicate with your higher self and ultimately it leads to a deeper understanding of who you really are, beyond the shell of your physical body. It is also a state of self-hypnosis. In this deep meditative state, you can heal your mind and body, visualize and create your future, receive guidance and insights, and completely rejuvenate, as 20 minutes will refresh you as much as 8 hours of sleep. The extra cream on the cake is that the sensation of being in theta, as pure consciousness with no body, feels so good and delicious that you don't really want to come out of it. But of course you can and always do. Some people call it the sweet spot. There is no time, no space, just being. It is impossible to describe this state with words. You just have to experience it yourself. You can have either a passive or active meditation while in theta. Passive meditation is when you simply are pure consciousness and enjoy this delicious state with no thoughts, while the information exchange between the quantum field and your unconscious mind, which sends instructions to your cells, takes place automatically. You can also have an active meditation where, once you know you are in theta, you engage your thought energy charged with emotion to magnetize specific outcomes in the quantum field. For example, you might want to remove negative emotions trapped in your body, which develop disease, to resolve a relationship issue, or to create a dream job, a new house, or a trip around the world. The only rule here is that you must think of those outcomes as if they have already occurred, and I talked about this in more detail in part 1 of this episode. And remember that the greater the emotional charge of joy, happiness, freedom, excitement you attach to those thoughts, the more magnetic is your intention going out to the quantum field to create and draw in your desired outcome. Are you tired of losing the constant battle in the game of life? Try theta meditation. It will change the game. Okay, now let's talk about the technique, how to induce a theta state. First of all, I recommend that you meditate in an upright sitting position, as when you are lying down, it's very easy to slip into delta, at which point you will fall asleep. So sit on the chair or sofa or on the floor with your back against the wall, whichever works for you. After the initial relaxation process, once you feel completely relaxed in your mind and body, to the point of dissolving into the space around you, with your eyes closed, focus your attention on the space, the energy around your body, a field expanding from about 3 to 6 feet from your body in all directions. Follow your breath for several moments, discarding any thoughts, memories, and emotions passing through your mind. Continue this outward focus until you no longer sense your physical body and feel disconnected from all that defines the I. You are not awake, you are not asleep, you are not dreaming, you are in a transcendental state, pure consciousness, limitless and free, existing in the now. At that point, your existence is just delicious. Most people find it difficult to focus on nothing, spatially, in space. In a moment, in a short guided meditation, I will give you a specific technique I have developed and tested, which will help you do just that. Focus on nothing, which triggers theta. How can you tell you are in theta? Apart from the sweet state of being without the body, you may experience a bizarre sensation of your various body parts being displaced in space. Yes, displaced. For example, you know that your arms were resting on the chair, and you could swear that they are raised up in the air. You are tempted to open your eyes and check. Don't. I can assure you that your body is exactly in the same position you left it before slipping into theta. But the map of your body position in your mind has curiously changed. Why? I don't know. This seems to be a side effect of the theta state. It's not unpleasant, just bizarre, very strange, but you will get used to it. And it is a very clear indication that you are in theta. In the theta state, time does not exist. You are one with all that is. You are all that is. This state of mind feels so delicious that you don't want it to end. Now, at some point, without breaking the theta state, gently bring up the images of your desires into your mind with thought and an elevated emotion, reviewing them one by one as if those events have already occurred. Good health, prosperity, fulfillment, abundance, new job or career, love and relationships. You are now in sync with the quantum field, which clearly receives your instructions. The door is wide open and the information flows. Be careful, by the way, not to think of something you don't want to happen, as this too, observed by your attention, will soon manifest. I have developed the process I'm sharing with you through my research and personal experience, which I have fine-tuned and perfected with practice. It does work for me. It has worked for many of my customers and clients, and so I trust that it will also work for you. Please note that you may not achieve this state in your first or second attempt, especially if you are new to meditation. That's okay. Keep doing it regularly, ideally every day, and diligently follow my instructions. And soon, within a few days or a few weeks, you will notice that you are in the state I describe. Now, this is important. Please don't listen to this meditation while driving, as you will lose the connection with your physical reality. Are you ready to experience theta meditation? Okay then, let's begin. As you are sitting down comfortably, relax. Gently close your eyes and take a deep breath in and out. And another deep breath in and out. And one more deep, slow breath in and out. Your breath is connecting you with the universe, the quantum field of all that is. Like a permanent umbilical cord, it constantly gives you energy that sustains your life. Relax. Let go. Just let it go of all the tension, all the stress. Allow yourself to fall into the softness of your being, the depth of your unconscious mind. Allow yourself to fall into the waiting arms of the loving universe. And now, focus on your heart and imagine that you are breathing through your heart. In and out, That's right. Very good. Relax. Let go. Breathe through your heart. And now, place your awareness on the space around your body, the energy field that supports it. Explore the space. Few inches away, then 2, 3 feet away from your body in all directions. Focus on that cocoon of energy that you know so well, where you draw your thoughts and emotions from, your memories, the information for your DNA. Your energy field is much more real than your physical body. For now, let it go. I will now give you a very effective technique that will help you focus on nothing in space. Have you ever had your eyesight examined for peripheral vision? If you have, remember that box into which you were looking through a small opening, and you were instructed to focus on the spot at the center of your vision field, and then single tiny and very brief lights were appearing and disappearing on the panel all over that spot. And you had to press the button each time you noticed that light while looking only at the center. This examination takes about 20 minutes, and when finished, you were most likely feeling spaced out. That's because that exercise was forcing you to have an expanded focus, while looking at one point in the center at all times, you had to notice in the corners of your eyes any lights appearing all around it. You could see them only in your peripheral vision. Let's do it now. Place your awareness on your legs, and now activate the peripheral vision of your awareness to sense the space around your legs, as if you were expecting to notice the little lights there. Now, move your awareness to your torso, and again, expand your awareness to the space around your torso. Sense it. Feel its energy, its texture and vibration. Now move your awareness to the chest and arms and to your head, opening up your internal vision field to the space around your body in all directions. Stay vigilant. Listen. Be aware of any changes of the energy outside your body. And now, forget about your body, sensing only the space around it. Your torso disappears in space. Your arms dissolve, and your head is no longer there. It is everywhere in space. You are now pure consciousness. Keep your awareness on the space around you in all directions. Now expand your focus even more. Sense the space of the room you are in, the building and beyond, the city, the planet. With no limits and boundaries, move into space. keep expanding your awareness to infinity. You are an infinite soul. You are nowhere and everywhere. How can you tell that you are in theta without being hooked up to an EEG? The first sign is a very funny and weird sensation. You may feel that some parts of your body are displaced. Yes, displaced in space. In a different position in space than where you last remember them to be. You may feel that your hands are touching, even though you know that your arms are resting on the armchair, or that your finger is raised up in the air, or that your head is tilted, or that your feet are touching or resting one on top of the other, or that your arm is raised. This sensation is so strong that you could swear that that's exactly what happened. And this is so weird. You may be tempted to open your eyes and check. Don't. I can assure you that your physical body parts did not move. Only the parts of your brain, which sense the positioning of your body in space, are shutting down temporarily as the frequency of your brain waves slows down. The next phase is even more elusive and most delicious. Now it doesn't matter where your hands or feet are. They are everywhere and nowhere. And all you can feel is the energy of space. You are space. You have dissolved into it. There is no time. It's only now. You are still vaguely aware of where you are and what you are doing. You are pure consciousness that just is. You don't care who you are. You are all that is. And it feels so delicious that you want to stay in this state forever. You know you can come out of it, of course, at any time, but you just don't want to. You are bathing in a potent chemistry that your brain is now producing like there was no tomorrow. Well, there is no tomorrow. The future is now. This chemistry promotes healing at many levels. Healing is just a process of coming back to the natural state, the equilibrium. It feels so right. It feels so delicious. Let it be. Your awareness of your body disappears as if your body has dissolved into the quantum field, and that's exactly what happens. You are now pure consciousness, one with the universe, non-local. You are here and everywhere, wherever you want to be. It's just a matter of your intention. At this point, you are in theta, dissolved into the quantum field. This state feels so delicious, so sweet. Your memories are just movies on the screen of your consciousness, fading away. Have you ever tried to grab into your hand the colorful stream of light coming out of a projector? You can't. It's all energy. Until the movie reaches the screen of your consciousness, it does not exist. Or does it? You may now be slipping in and out of the conscious awareness as your brain waves slow down even more. Keep your awareness above the water, so to speak, or you will fall asleep. Just stay there. You are now in full sync with the quantum field. The communication channels are wide open, and the universe is listening. You can now intend to heal or to manifest something in the movie of your life. What would you like to create? Do it now. And now, it is time to come back. Slowly bring your awareness back into the room you are in, back into the physical body. Come back, fully. Reactivate your physical senses, one by one. Feel the texture of the chair you are sitting on. Notice the temperature in the room. Move your fingers and wiggle your toes. Come back, fully. Into your body. Focus on the center of your physical body. Take a deep breath in and open your eyes. Welcome back. So, how was the experience? Did you slip into theta? If not, or if you are unsure, that's okay. It does take a little bit of practice. The key here is to do it regularly, ideally every day. And soon you will experience this sweet state that I'm talking about. If you enjoyed this short meditation and would like to have the full version, you can purchase it on my website at quantumliving.com.au. It is, by the way, an expanded and revised version for those who have downloaded the first edition in the past 12 months. And if you have any questions, you can also contact me through my website. Well, happy meditating! That's all for today, folks. I trust you enjoyed the show. If you'd like to find out more about my Quantum Living coaching program, please visit my website at quantumliving.com.au. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. Thank you for listening. Until next time, be well.